Dearest brethren, God bless you. I am Dora, and I'm here in the studio with Brother Joseph. And together with Brother Joseph, we are going to study the amazing and breathtaking prophecy of the 70 weeks of the prophet Daniel, which was given long, long time ago. And he talks about past, present, and future. It's an amazing, amazing prophecy. And I'm going to ask Brother Joseph to explain to us with the Bible this prophecy. God bless you, Brother Joseph.
Right. So this prophecy is one of the most important of the whole Bible because it gives you the date that Jesus crucified. So this prophecy alone demonstrates that the Bible is the Word of God. And the Bible is the only religious book existing that has prophecies. Buddhism, Islam, Hinduism, nobody has any prophecy. All right. They say that they do ask him to show it. They don't have. So many people, they don't believe in the Bible prophecy either because they're atheist or especially there are satanic groups that are actively fighting against the Bible and they don't believe anything. Of course, they believe in the devil. But with this kind of prophecy, you can show that there's just a bunch of lies and the Bible is the only truth. Now, these prophecies, Daniel 9, 24 until 27, it gives you the one, the date of Jesus' crucifixion. And then he also gives you, verse 27, the last 7 years of world's history.
Verse 27?
Okay. Yes. But now we will deal about Daniel 9, 24 until 26, which talks about the first 69 weeks of this prophecy. Okay. Now, the word weeks in Hebrew, it's the word Shabua or Shebua, which means it's only seven.
They don't weeks? Have,
yes.
Plural?
Plural or singular, whatever you prefer. Okay. So they don't have a word week, weeks, or you know, a week or 7 days. They don't have a word week in the Hebrew. They have the word seven.
Okay.
And to say next week, they say next seven.
Okay.
Last week. Last seven. That's how they speak. So that's why the Bible say 70 weeks because 7 it's used for weeks, all right. But it could have been translated 77s or that is 490 years. So different Bible have different translations. Some say 77. Some say 70 weeks. It means the same thing, all right. Now, in Daniel 9:24, it says 70 weeks are determined until the crucifixion of Jesus. Well, that's what it says. Like an anointed shall be...
we can read it.
You can read it. Anointed shall be killed. Yeah, let's go to the Daniel 9:24. Shall you go?
Yes. In English, though.
In English, yes. All right. You want to read?
Yes. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and the prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Continue.
Okay. So you see here, it just... It gives you a deadline, 70 weeks, to do what? One, to finish transgression. Two, make an end of sins. Three, make a reconciliation of iniquity. Four, bring everlasting righteousness. Five, seal up the vision and prophecy. And six, to anoint the most holy. So six prophecies in this scripture. Now, some false prophets are teaching the 70 weeks, that is 490 years, are passed already. Because they calculate like 70 weeks, one after the other. It gives you the beginning. All right, verse 25 says, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem shall be 7 weeks, and then 62 weeks, that makes... This is all the English. 62 weeks, that means 62. And the Bible says straight.
62 plus 7.
62. Well, it says 7 weeks, and then comma, and 62.
Okay. You have to put three score and 2 weeks is 62.
Yeah, plus you need to add 7.
Okay.
So all in all, you have, 69 weeks. All right, so, okay, let's read from the New King James, Daniel 9:24. What does it say?
70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy.
All right, so here in this little scripture you have 6 prophecy. 1, to finish transgression. 2, make an end of sins. 3, make reconciliation for iniquity. 4, bring in everlasting righteousness. 5, seal up vision of prophecy. And 6, anoint the most holy. All right. And then 25.
Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublous times.
All right, so you understand that there are 6 prophecies there. Okay, and then he gives from the going forth of the commandment.
That's when the prophecies are starting?
Yes, the commandment. Okay, to do what? Commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem. Okay, and so this was given by Artaxerxes, the king of Persia, 445 B.C. You can see in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 5 and 8. He gives the commandment to restore Jerusalem. So he says, from the going forth of that commandment, there shall be 7 weeks. In other words, in 7 weeks, that's 49 years, that's how long it took to rebuild Jerusalem. And 62 weeks, all right.
49 years?
49 years. 7 weeks, okay. 49 years, the construction of Jerusalem. And then it gives a period of 62 weeks.
Okay.
All right. So this 62 weeks, all right, they are, of course, 434 years. Okay. If you multiply 62 by 7, you go 434 years.
Okay.
And the ideas are there. In other words, the first 49 years to rebuild Jerusalem, the following 434 years is until the Messiah it's killed. You know, in fact, what does it say that? The verse 26, read it.
And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off.
Killed.
But not for himself.
He died for our sins.
And the people of the prince who is to come shall...
The prince is the Antichrist, who will come, etc. These are the Romans
who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined.
Okay, the war is talking about the war between good and evil, the devil against Jesus, God, the church, as it says in Genesis 3:15. There will be war between you, the woman, Eve, and the woman, the church, and the serpent. So between you and your seed, the woman, the church, Eve, the woman is Eve and the church, and her seed, no plural, singular, the seed is Jesus, and the serpent, the devil. So this is the war he's talking about here. We'll end up with Armageddon. Got that?
Okay.
So until the end of the war, desolations are determined. Until Armageddon, there'll be a mess in the world. Got that? So you see here, it separates, it gives 49 years, 7 weeks, that's the construction of Jerusalem. All right, it should be, verse 25, it should be 7 weeks to restore to be Jerusalem, okay? And then it gives, for the 9 years, the street shall be built again, a construction. And then verse 26, and after 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off. So you add another 62 weeks to the previous 7 weeks, and you go a total of 69, okay, which are the total, like 483 years you got, right?
Okay.
So 69 weeks are 483 years. Here it is.
Okay.
So, and the astounding wonder of this prophecy is that it gives you from the commandment of Artaxerxes, the king of Persia.
The commandment of Artaxerxes to rebuild Jerusalem.
Yes, in 445 B.C.
That's when the commandment was given.
Yes, until the crucifixion of Jesus are 69 weeks or 483 years.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the prophecy.
And is it truly like that?
It is like that.
Okay.
The way we're going to prove it.
Okay.
Okay, you have to calculate. So we know one thing for sure, that the commander was given in 445 BC, but this is like you can check in a historical, secular, pagan encyclopedia. They'll tell you Artaxerxes, that was when he ruled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the commandment was given in 445 BC. You can see in the important document, which is the book on Nehemiah and the Bible, it's the second chapter. It's the year is 445 BC. The commandment is given until the Messiah, the prince, shall be cut off, shall be 69 weeks, 483 years. Now, you have to calculate from 445 BC until Jesus' crucifixion. Okay, you have to calculate the 69 weeks, of these 483 years. Now, the calculation, it can be done in two ways. One, using our calendar, which is called the Gregorian calendar, 365 days, 25, because every 4 years you get one day extra. Another is using the prophetic calendar.
Which is that?
Which is given in the Bible, in Revelation 11, chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. That's a prophetic year, the prophetic months. Okay, in these two scriptures, you get how long is the prophetic year. So how long it is? Well, if you read the scripture, you see that it gives you a period of 1,260 days. Okay, and then it gives you the equal to 42 months. So dividing this, you know that each month is 30 days.
What is this, 1,260 days?
This is the tribulations. The tribulation, which is explained in Revelation 11, chapter 11, 12, and 13. Okay, these three chapters explains the tribulation of the church, which is 42 months.
And it specifies 42 months and 1,260 days.
Exactly.
And because of that, we know that the prophetic months...
It's 30 days.
It's 30 days.
So when he says 483 years, it's talking about prophetic years, biblical prophetic years of 30 days a month, 360 days a year.
Okay.
So that's the calculation you have to do.
Okay.
All right. Because if you use our calendar, it's 365 days, and it comes wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You understand? So...
So then if we calculate like that, what do we arrive?
Well, if you calculate with our calendar, it takes you to like from 445 BC, and you add 483 years.
Oh, why should we calculate with our calendar, which
no,
we
no.
said?
No, you shouldn't.
Okay.
If you calculate with our calendar, it goes to 38 AD. Okay. Whereas in every historical book, the crucifixion of Jesus, all the historical book, they give you from 29 to 32 AD. It depends on the point of view. But this prophecy will tell you exactly the right year. So how do we get that year? So with our calendar, it goes to 38 AD, which is wrong. So you have to calculate with the prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And... therefore, you have to translate the prophetic year of 360 into our calendar of 365,25.
Okay.
Understand? So how do you do that?
Yes, but you still didn't tell me the calculating with the prophetic, how long does it take exactly from the commandment until Jesus?
Yeah, we're getting there, but remember that it's 70 weeks, 483 years. You just need to translate into prophetic years, because right now we are using the normal calendar, 365 days. So you have to translate it,
mm-hmm.
because you have to use the prophetic years.
But not 70, 69.
69. Okay. Not because...
Because you said by mistake 70. So 69.
Oh, sorry.
Which is 483.
Exactly. With 69. Because the 70th week is in Daniel 9:27. It talks about something else. The 70th week is separated from the other 69. Why? Because this is not a calendar, normal. These are 70 weeks prophetic. And God can use them anywhere he wants. In the until 69, they are continual,
consecutive,
continual. At 69, it stops and takes a break. Mm-hmm. And then the 70th week, or the last 7 years, are the last 7 years of the Antichrist when he makes the covenant. You find this in Daniel 9:27. He makes a covenant for 1 week. In the middle of the week, he shall break the covenant. Then you keep reading. Daniel 11, 31, it says that he will place the abomination of desolation, which Jesus said in Matthew 24, 15 until 21, says when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, okay, then flee because shall be great tribulation. So the Daniel 9, 27, it says he shall break the covenant and it shall be great desolations. Okay, which is the same word used in Daniel 11, 31. It's a desolation, the same Hebrew word. So then Jesus said this great tribulation. So it's a continual. Daniel 9, 27, Daniel 11, 31, Matthew 24, 15 until 21. You understand? So the 70th week hasn't started yet, because Jesus said that when you shall see, I know that some Bible and some Bible school and some churches say it's already happened. There was Antioch Epiphanes 168 before Christ. Wrong. It was not before Christ. And there was a tribulation by Antioch, Antiochus Epiphanes. There was. But it was another one. Because after Antiochus, when Jesus came later, he said that when you shall see the abomination spoken by Daniel, when you shall see in the future, so it hasn't happened yet. So the 70th week hasn't happened yet. It will happen when the Antichrist will sign the covenant, Daniel 9, 20, 27. Got it?
Okay, that's the 70th.
Okay, that's the 70th. Explain to you why there are only 69.
Okay, so back to the 69 weeks, which is 483 prophetic years.
Yes.
Which should take us to the crucifixion of Jesus.
Yes, exactly. So, basically, what you have to do, you have to make a calculation. So, like I said, if you calculate with our calendar right now, 365 a year, it takes you to 38 AD, wrong.
Which is not the year of Jesus' crucifixion.
Which is not. You cannot use our calendar. You cannot add to 445 BC, add 383, and he goes to Jesus' crucifixion, which is around 30 AD. Wrong. So you need to calculate different. In fact, you have to use a different year of 360 days a year.
Which we explained. It's
the
prophet.
In Revelation 11, mm-hmm. 2 and 3, it says 1 year, 360 days. Okay? Yes. So now let's go make the calculations using the prophetic year. Ready?
Yes.
All right, the calculation, this is the way you calculate. So, you need to calculate in days, not in year, otherwise you don't understand. You follow? So, you have to multiply 483 years, the 69 weeks, all right, by 360 days.
Okay.
All right. You get the result of 173,880 days.
Okay.
All right. Then you have to divide this 173,880 days, divide by 365,25, which are the days of our calendar.
Okay.
This way you obtain our years,
okay,
which are 476. That's the number you obtain, 476. Got it?
Okay.
All right. So now you have the... Now, you, thanks to the days difference, you have the number of the years of our calendar, then this makes it easy. So now you add this number, 476,
okay,
to the 445 before Christ.
The commandment given.
The commandment given by Artaxerxes, mm-hmm, of Persia to Nehemiah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it says, from the going forth of the commandment to rebuild Jerusalem shall be 7 weeks plus 62. Got it? Okay, so now that we have the number of the years obtained by the days of the prophetic, mm-hmm, years, which, mm-hmm, is, now we have this number,
mm-hmm,
okay, 476 years on our calendar. So we add this 476 to the date of 445 BC, All right? And
so 445 BC plus 476, which is the years according to our calendar.
Exactly.
And we arrive to?
231 after, AD.
And that is?
That is exactly the year when Christ was crucified.
Okay.
Okay. So, as I said, different Bible give you different dates. Some Bible gives you 29, some Bible 30, 31, 32. It depends what kind of historical dates they use. It doesn't matter.
The other one year, one year, etc.
It depends what encyclopedia you're using. But they all agree it's between 29 to 32.
Okay.
All right. Now you have the date when Jesus was crucified, prophesied, okay, by Daniel, and the year when he prophesied. I can give you the year. It was, I have the Bible here. Daniel, he prophesied in, here it is, Daniel 9. This is the Bible. This Bible is called World. It's the best one for the dates. Okay, here is the date. Can you read it?
538 BC.
That's it. In 538 BC, Daniel received this prophecy. So in the 6th century, okay, about 5 centuries and a half before Christ, he received this prophecy. Add the life of Christ. So about 600 years, about 600 years less, almost 600 years. Before Jesus, Daniel prophesied the date of the crucifixion. Now, these dates about Artaxerxes, Persia, Reconstruction, Jerusalem, these are on the secular encyclopedia. This is not some theoretical preachings. Mm-hmm. So this can be demonstrated. If somebody wants to sit down, of course, people. But usually religious people or atheists, usually they don't sit down. They prefer to argue, yell, and scream, so don't waste any time. But if somebody wants to sit down and calculate with a calculator, then he will find out that, in effect, this prophecy is real, in an exceptional, incredible prophecies. Almost 600 years before Christ, the Bible gave you the date of his crucifixion. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to make a quick short resume so you can also check on me if I understood correctly.
Yeah.
Okay. So, basically, Daniel 9, 24 through 26 gives us that from the giving of the commandment to rebuild Jerusalem, it gives us the exact space of time until Jesus was crucified.
Yes.
The giving of the commandment, we know from history, that was given by Artaxerxes 445 before Christ, and we know it from the book of Nehemiah, until Jesus was crucified. Now, these 69 weeks, which Daniel 9, 24 through 26 talk about, 69 weeks of the building of Jerusalem and until Jesus was crucified, if we calculate them with the 360 days of the prophetic year, which the Bible talks about, and you quoted Revelation 11, 2 and 3,
yes.
That is 42 months, 1,260 days, which means...
Revelation 11, 2 and 3.
Okay. So if we calculate...
You get the year of 360 days, which is the prophetic year that you should use to calculate this prophecy.
Exactly. So if you calculate 483 years of the 69 weeks with 360 days, it gives you in days 173,880 days. Now, if you divide these days with our calendar days, 365 plus 0.25, which is our calendar, it gives you 476 years.
Exactly.
And then, if you go to the given of the commandment, year 445 BC,
and you add
476 years, calculated with our calendar, you get 31 after Christ BC, which is the year of Christ's crucifixion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got it right. It's very. If you divide in days and then you translate it, you change it into our year of 365 days, then you get the 476 years. Then you add, and it's very simple,
okay.
And you get to 31.
Thank you, Brother Joseph. God bless you. I think this was clear. At least I understood it very well. And I pray it will be a blessing for the brethren.
I know it will. And especially, like I said, to show that the Bible is the only is the only holy book. All the others are just the development, the work, the squeezing of the brain of a lot of philosophers. One was squeezed by Mohammed, the other by Buddha, the other by the Hindu guys there with the flute playing to the serpents, etc. But they don't have prophecies. Not zero. Zero below zero. Okay, so with this prophecy, but there are thousands in the Bible.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, because there are satanic groups specialized today, attack the Bible, say, oh, the prophecies were written after they happened. Yeah? In fact, this one hasn't finished yet, only half of it. So some of it, the crucifixion of Jesus, but then the 70 hasn't even finished. So how could it be written afterwards?
Thank you, Jesus.
So it's a big laugh to say that. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible shows that that's the word of God. Christianity in the world today, most of it shows that there is no God. It shows that the Bible is false because they're so out of the spirit.
By the sample.
Most of it. Thank God for the
It's
good
not
ones.
That the Bible is false. They're false.
So use it, brethren. May it be a blessing for you. And may you use it for His glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, dear brethren. We love you.